less pay. One of those two things. It's exactly 8 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden is expected to address the nation a day after Donald Trump claimed victory and began making plans for a return to the White House. Correspondent Robert Costa expects big changes.
It is an overhaul, potentially, based on my conversations, of the executive branch. President-elect Trump wants loyalists in there, and he also wants people who are willing to shake it up. That means the intelligence agencies, the National Security Agency, the CIA, the State Department.
Vice President Harris conceded the race at her alma mater, Howard University.
Do not despair. This is not a time to throw up our hands. This is a time to roll up our sleeves.
She and President Biden both congratulated Mr. Trump in phone calls. As for the president-elect's legal troubles, CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The two federal cases, I think, almost certainly will end quickly. Reporting indicates that Special Counsel Jack Smith, who was the prosecutor who brought these cases, is actually already making plans to wind them down. I think when it comes to the New York hush money case, the conviction stands, but even before former President Trump became President-elect Trump, there was a distinct possibility that he was never going to be sentenced to time in prison.
A fast-moving wildfire is tearing through miles of neighborhoods north of Los Angeles. Wind gusts of more than 80 miles an hour have been fanning flames that have destroyed dozens of homes in Camarillo, including Steve Taylor's.
I mean, I was trying to hose down the roof, and the wind was just howling, and we got out. I mean, that's what it was, property versus life.
Southern California Edison's shut off power to more than 45,000 customers. Hurricane Rafael is moving slowly through the Gulf of Mexico as a Category 2 storm after making landfall on Cuba as a powerful Cat 3. Winds of up to 115 miles an hour knocked out power to the entire island. These tourists are making the best of it.
We're not really scared. For now, I think we're fine.
It's only about wind, rain, and perhaps no electricity.
A tropical storm warning's been discontinued for parts of the Florida Keys. A Japanese car maker is feeling the pinch of slumping sales. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert from Detroit.
Nissan is cutting 9,000 jobs globally in an effort to save $3 billion. The company is trying to deal with disappointing sales and disappointing profits. Nissan also plans to cut its global production capacity by 20%.
The company has several plants in the U.S. Dow futures are up 70. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County saw mixed results in school referendums, with Waterford and Raymond rejecting proposals while Union Grove approved one. Waterford's $12 million operational referendum was rejected for the second time this year. Union Grove voters approved a $35 million referendum for their high school. Downtown Racine will host a holiday parade and tree lighting event Saturday. The parade starts at 5:30 from the State Street Bridge, going down Main to 6th. A small plane crashed into a field near East Troy yesterday, close to I-43 and Highway 20. Details about the pilot's status and the cause of the crash are still unknown. Mount Pleasant saw an impressive 94% voter turnout in Tuesday's election. The village recorded over 7,000 in-person absentee voters. 75% of voters in Racine and Kenosha counties approved the constitutional amendment. That was an effort aimed at only allowing U.S. citizens to vote in Wisconsin elections. And Kenosha County launched a new housing task force yesterday to address local housing challenges. The initiative is bringing together developers, municipal leaders, nonprofit organizations, and community experts to collaborate on housing solutions. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Smith says he wanted to be traded. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After 5.5 seasons, linebacker Preston Smith was traded from the Packers to the Steelers. Smith telling reporters in Pittsburgh he requested to be traded after Green Bay changed their defense from a 3-4 to a 4-3.
It's just what I've been playing in the last 9 years of my career. Into this past season is what I was comfortable playing in and what I got used to playing in. So, you know, just being back in the system is like, you know, riding that your favorite bike again.
College basketball tonight. The Badgers host the Montana State Bobcats at the Kohl Center. NBA tonight, the Bucks and the Utah Jazz at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton, recovering from surgery on both ankles, still not ready to play.
You know, everybody's different. You know, trying to think of someone. LeBron. I saw LeBron's ankle hit the floor, and he kept playing. Well, everybody's different. And Chris has had a lot of injuries and surgical stuff, so it's just not as fast as we thought it would be, and there's nothing wrong with that.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine 58 by Saturday. Some sun in the morning, then becoming cloudy in the afternoon with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
I don't care what fast food I eat. If I order french fries, I have to eat every fry. Like, I get depressed if the fries start running out. Like, I reach in a bag, I'm like, I know there was more fries in this bag. Where's the rest of those fries? When I move the napkin out the way and I find that one little burnt piece of crunchy fry, I'm like, that's what I'm talking about, baby, right there. My meal is complete, right? Before today, I haven't been to McDonald's in like 6 or 7 months, and I was cleaning out my car, and I found some french fries in between the seats. Yes, and the fries look better than they did the day that I bought them. I was like, how is there no bacteria on these fries? You know how bad of a food you have to be for mold to be like, I don't eat that. I was talking to one of my friends about it. I was like, yo, I found some french fries in between my seats. She was like, you found french fries? She said, I found a burger in between my seats. I was like, what, like a wrapped up burger? She was like, no, just a patty. I said, who loses a burger patty in between their seats? How dirty is your car that you can lose a patty? I've never once went to McDonald's and was eating a cheeseburger and the meat fell from between the bun. And I just kept eating it like, oh, I guess this is just a ketchup, onion, cheese, mustard, pickle sandwich.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
smile. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation.
Excitation. Good, good, good
Good Vibrations, the Beach Boys. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. I know Halloween was a week ago today, but I do have one more trick-or-treat story for you here. All right, this is really neat. A man in Massachusetts handed out full rotisserie chickens to trick-or-treaters who stopped by his home. He also gave out candy bars, too. But only two of the 20 trick-or-treaters took them up on the full rotisserie chickens. I want to know how they fit it in their little Halloween bags, or you know, the little plastic pumpkins. How do you put a rotisserie chicken in there? And how do you explain it to your parents when you got home? Yeah, I got some Milky Ways and a full rotisserie chicken this year.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promise.
Who's your daddy?
Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
For Jacks of the Jill, Master Jack. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I want to thank you for joining us here. It's 8:17 on a, Thursday morning. Can't believe Halloween was a week ago, huh? Hey, how'd you like to win some tickets right now? Got another pair of tickets to Secondhand News coming to Memorial Hall on November 22nd from 8 till 10 o'clock. This is an incredible Fleetwood Mac tribute show. It's coming up Friday, November 22nd, all your favorite Fleetwood Mac songs recreated with passion and artistry. And if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days and you want to go, I've got a pair of tickets waiting to you for you right now. 262-634-9756. Give a call, 262-634-WRJN. And of all the calls to call up, we'll plunk down and give someone that pair of tickets. And let's give a plunk right now. Here, hi, what's your first name?
Hi, it's Peg.
Hi, Peg. You got a pair of tickets to go see Fleetwood Mac's tribute show, and that is Secondhand News at Memorial Hall on Friday, November 22th at 8 o'clock. How does that sound?
That is awesome. Thank you.
That's awesome, baby. All right, Peg, what town are you calling from?
Racine.
Racine. Okay, hold on the line, Peg. I'll tell you how to get the tickets, all right?
All right, thanks, John.
Don't go anywhere there. All right, I've got more tickets to give away tomorrow. I know a lot of calls came in, but Peg got them. If you want to win more, we've got more tomorrow to give away. A couple more pair to see Secondhand News at Memorial Hall on Friday, November 22nd. But right now, before any of that...
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Over the last few years, people have been talking about films as content. That's a filthy word. It's not content, it's bleeping work. Those are the words of Paul Mescal, the star of Gladiator II. Mescal says he does not like when the artistry of good cinema and movie making, which takes time and effort and lots of patience, is compared to an Instagram post. I don't totally disagree, but you can judge for yourself as Gladiator 2 opens November 15th. Unlike with social media content, you will need an attention span. According to Yahoo News, Michael Jackson got into a fight with Tupac Shakur when he came to the defense of Khadijah Jones, daughter of recently deceased music icon Quincy Jones. Sources say Jackson was present when Tupac, who was dating Khadijah, called her the B-word. Jackson, who was like an uncle to Khadijah, had words with Tupac, then the two squared off, and supposedly Jackson got the better of him. It's unclear whether or not it was a dance-off. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And, of course, you can hear Pete Schwabba tonight. He'll be on WAUK, our sister station, AM 540 from 6 until 8 p.m.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Fleetwood Mac Tribute Act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. Hear spot-on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, We'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-542-7711. 800-542-7711. That's 800-542-7711.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. The Personal Touch by Julie, Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. Whether you're honoring a veteran or brightening someone's day, show your gratitude with a stunning handcrafted floral arrangement delivered with care rooted in family tradition. They're a great way to say thank you. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 floral gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gallies. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you, oh, Peggy.
And timeless hits, WRJN. You're going to love this. An interior designer says one Christmas tree in your house is not enough anymore, especially if you have kids and each kid wants their own Christmas tree in their own room. Oh, you're going to love it. 826 and WRJN. Here come the Lemon Pipers.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you hear it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. We'll be right back.
drop a dime before I walk away. Any song you want, I'll gladly play. Money feeds my music machine. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
I like that this plays out, you know. Just keeps going and going. The Lemon Piper's Green Tambourine. It's 828 at WRJM. Look for sunshine today. Highs near 57. Clear tonight. Lows 40. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 57. Partly sunny Saturday. Maybe some early rain on Sunday. Then turning partly sunny right now. 45 degrees and sunshine here at Radio Park. Okay. There's a thread online where people are talking about the things we like less the older we get. You know what the number one answer is? People. It's both depressing and true, right? Social media came in second. They say, I enjoy it less and less the older I get. Waiting for anything requires me to stand in line. I don't like it. I don't think anybody likes standing in line. Drinking alcohol, especially getting drunk, and loud places like bars and parties and anything loud in general. Yeah, I think the older we get, the less tolerant we get of everything. Especially people. It's 8:29 at WRJ, and let's check news in the morning. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County saw mixed results in school referendums. Waterford and Raymond said no, while Union Grove said yes. The Waterford School District's $12 million operational referendum was rejected for the second time this year, potentially leading to cuts in staff and programs. Union Grove voters approved a $35 million referendum for their high school, paving the way for enhanced security, improved traffic safety, and expanded vocational learning opportunities. For more about referendums statewide, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Koska.
All across Wisconsin, school referendum questions were on the ballot, with over one quarter of districts asking to go over their local tax levies. Over one quarter of districts asked a total of 138 questions for a total of over $4.2 billion to pay for operations and facilities. The majority of these ballot measures passed, highlighted by Madison passing two questions for a total of $607 million.
A small plane crashed into a field near East Troy yesterday. It happened near I-43 and Highway 20 with not a lot known yet about what happened. We're working on learning more about the status of the pilot and what caused the plane to come down. Despite facing new maps, Wisconsin Republicans managed to maintain their legislative majorities. Racine County Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who fended off two opponents, said his party will continue to set the agenda in Madison. Voss downplayed Republican losses under the new district maps drawn by Governor Evers. He instead highlighted that voters ultimately chose a Republican majority. Voss dismissed Democratic gains, saying that was a product of, quote, gerrymandered maps. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow sunshine 58 by Saturday. Some sun in the morning, then becoming cloudy in the afternoon with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 42.
You know, and it's important for Italian guys to go to college, right? My Italian friends. Because everybody thinks Italian guys were dumb, right? Because we sound like Rocky when we talk. But we're not dumb. We're just a little slower. That's why we always repeat the question. We're just buying time, yeah? It's like, Corielli, what did you do today? What did I do today? What did I do today? Right? You gotta go to college, all right? You ever go home and visit your buddies that never went away to college, right? They're always like, dude, college is just a scam. You learn more in the real world than you ever do in college. I'm like, yeah, great. Let me get $20 regular unleaded, pump three. Oh, man. You got to go to college. You got to get a good job, right? Women want guys with money, right? I actually like my bank teller, but I'm afraid to ask her out because I think she'll just punch up my account and go, I don't think so.
Don Rosen in the morning.
1972, the year for Al Green. Let's stay together. WRJN local news and Tamlet's hits. Day 35, a young boy in Florida called 911, but there was no emergency. His mom was surprised when a cop showed up at the door and asked her why her son called 911. The little boy came over and said, "I just wanted to give a cop a hug." Now, they had to explain what 911 was actually for. Then, they gave the little boy a hug. Okay? It worked out for him. 836 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits at 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary 1400 AM frequency.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so let's say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I won't know, have you ever seen rain? I won't know, have you ever seen rain? Coming down Sunday. Yesterday and days before, the sun is cold and rain is hot. I know, been that way for all my time. You're forever on the go, through the circle.
Have you ever seen the rain? Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. See if you remember what TV show this was from. It starred a whole bunch of people. It was on ABC TV, including one of the stars, the guy who's singing this song, Bobby Sherman. I'll tell you what the show was in just a moment.
Bluest skies you've ever seen in Seattle. Child growing up free and wild.
smile by the look in her eye. Scent of pine trees in the air, never knew a day so fair. It makes you feel so good that you could cry.
Sherman, the song is Seattle. The question is, what TV show was that the theme song from? Do you remember the TV show Here Come the Brides from 1968 on ABC TV? Yeah, and for a couple of seasons, the adventures of a logging work team and the marriageable single women who was sent there in post-American Civil War Seattle in the Washington Territory to marry them. Remember that? Yeah, Perry Como had a hit song with that as well. And the TV show starred one other person who would also be a hit singer, David Soul. Yeah, two hit singers came from that show, Bobby Sherman and David Soul. 842, local news, timeless hits waiting for you right here.
W-R-J-N.
Love or Let Me Be Lonely. It's 8:45. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 57 degrees. Clear tonight, lows around 40. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 57. Partly sunny on Saturday, early rain on Sunday, then turning partly sunny. Right now, sunny, 45 degrees right here at Radio Park. Hey, Are you someone who loves the smell of old books? How'd you like to smell like an old book? A famous bookstore called Powell's City of Books in Portland, Oregon, is selling a new unisex fragrance that will let you smell just like an old book. All right. That's a nice gift to give someone for Christmas. I don't know if they'll appreciate it. 846 WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall.
It's time to party. Are you ready?
Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheatre.org.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
American Breed, Bend Me, Shape Me, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. So do you work from home? A lot of people, you know, continue to work from home after COVID. They didn't stop. And here are some results of a new survey that found the stuff we probably shouldn't miss working from home, what we do, like having boring conversations at work. You know what I like? It takes up time.
Yeah.
It's a time killer. People love that. People love time killers. How about hearing your friends tell stories about things that you didn't do and you weren't involved in?
Like, oh, I really love that.
Oh, I went on a great vacation. It was wonderful.
No, worse, Don. We had this big giant party. Oh,
and you
that's
weren't
right.
There.
We forgot to invite you.
Yeah, everybody was great. We had a great time. Oh, you mean you didn't get an invite? Oh, let's do it. Getting drinks after work with coworkers that we didn't like.
Yeah. And you're not invited.
Well, even if we did invite them, we were there with people we didn't like. Having random conversations with strangers. Commuting. How do you like commuting, Cindy? I have a 10-minute commute, but yours is a lot longer.
No, a lot longer. About a good 30 to 45 minutes sometimes.
Eating the same boring lunches at work every day. How do you like your snacks?
I love Tootsie Rolls, so I don't complain.
Did you see what's doing out in the office there? They got this big bag of Tootsie Rolls. Did you see it?
I brought those.
Oh, you brought them?
Yeah.
I wonder who brought those. How about
share the wealth.
Hearing other people's music in the office. Well, we play our radio station in the office here, so I hope that's not, you know, upsetting to people.
Speak for yourself, Don.
Yeah. And going on awkward first dates. Now, how does that make, working from home, unless you're dating people at the office, I guess.
Maybe you're dating people in your house.
Well, I've got stories over the 25 years I worked here. I got to tell you stories that would make your nose hairs curl.
It did. I don't even have any nose hairs after listening to you.
Well, you worked at a lot of radio stations. Mm-hmm. You must have had some great stories to tell from things that went on at the office.
Mm-hmm.
You going to write that book?
I'm waiting until the statute of limitations runs out.
It's only 7 years. So if it happened 7 years ago, you can tell the stories.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, you can tell the stories anytime. I mean, if it's true, they can't sue you.
Yeah, they can. They can threaten.
Judge Wapner once said, anybody can sue anybody for anything. Now, whether you're going to win the case is another story. So anyway.
Well, it's about you having to pay somebody to get out of that lawsuit.
Yeah, but you can sue and also get the fees in the lawsuit.
I wouldn't be that lucky.
I told a story this morning about a guy. He was riding his bicycle, 67-year-old guy riding his bike, and an ambulance hit him.
Oh, my God.
And the ambulance took him to the ambulance that hit him, loaded him up, and took him to the hospital, and then charged him for the ambulance ride. Now, he's suing it for $900 plus thousand dollars. And in there, they put the ambulance ride cost because they're not going to pay for that. They hit them.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they get the nerve to charge them. Isn't that something? All right. Cindy's coming up in a few minutes from now. She will be here, and she'll have our artist of record. A chance for you to win some vinyl and put you in the running to win that record player.
Brand spanking new record player.
Yeah. And I told you how we got that. Chris Morrow got two of them. He went on Mount Kilimanjaro. He went on a hike this summer with two Sherpas, took him to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yep.
And at the top with the two record players, and the Sherpas helped them bring the record players down.
You know what's cool? Toto, the band Toto, was up there singing The Rain in Africa.
And there was some vinyl records up there as well. So Cindy's got all that coming up for you in just a moment here. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, once again, 6 o'clock, bright and early, with more local news, timeless hits, and some more tickets to give away to Secondhand News coming to Memorial Hall on November 22th. You can win them tomorrow morning right here at WRJN.
Coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go. She'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. I